اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا رسول الله يا رحمة يا شفيع المذنبين اللهم أغثنا بجاه حبيبة المصطفى يا الله سبحانه يا أوليائك الكرام يا سيد الصفات يا سيد الشعب الخطيب Sometimes you don't like to say anything. Sometimes you like to say something. When you like to say something, you have to know that the first one to be advised is yourself. The first one to must be to listen is yourself. The speaker is in need of what he speaks. The speaker or the one that he is explaining, he has to know that he's not different from the others. He must know that he is the most in need. He must not think himself is above the others. I heard one time from Mawlana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, and from Grand Sheikh, may Allah sanctify his soul. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made him with the highest and best manners and character. He is al-insan al-kamil. He is the perfect human being. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him prophecy to be prophet and make him all these, gave him all these levels that no one can imagine. And we have explained this how many times, the importance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the door, or he is the door to that divine presence. But without Ummah, he said, Grand Sheikh, Prophet going to be Prophet to whom? So means the Ummah is necessary for the Prophet to be Prophet on them. And Allah gave him to give the Ummah. That is for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you think about the Ummah themselves? The Ummah are not more than Ummah. They are not Prophets. They are not Sahaba even. Sahaba are only those who are companions to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 124,000 Sahaba. The rest are Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, he said that Awliyaullah are in need for their followers. Because if not for the followers, they will not be given knowledge. For what? To give knowledge if there are no people to receive that knowledge. So they are in need. He said it like that, that I am in need. I have to tell myself and advise myself that don't look yourself, you are high. You are in need for those who are listening to you. Because for them, Allah gave me first to advise myself and advise them. It's not that I am different. I'm speaking, Allah is giving me from what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he gave to Prophet, and Prophet is giving to my heart, because for the needs of the listeners. If there were no listeners, why I have to receive that knowledge? Allah want that knowledge to reach, and I become an instrument. And that also apply to every person. You must not think yourself you are a professor, or you are a PhD, or you are a doctor, or you are a lawyer, or you are an engineer, or you are a carpenter, or you are electrician, or you are computer, or you are anything. You are nothing. Complete nothing. If Allah doesn't want, He will close it. Finish. He makes. Oh, close the button. You are finished. So advice must be first to yourself. Some people, when they think they are advising,
giving advice,
giving advice, must be in need for it. They bring them big chairs. Not you don't see that? Big chairs, they sit on it. And all the rest are sitting there, listening. علم الحروف, memorizing letters, doesn't benefit. What benefit is ilm al-ma'ani. To pull out the hidden knowledge within the letters. How many is the Arabic alphabet?
26.
How much Arabic alphabet? How much your teeth?
What I started with? No.
Arabic alphabet, 28. Huh? How much? 28. From these letters, what you are learning from these letters, what you are learning? the whole meaning. When they are put together, they gave a meaning. Iblis didn't know these meanings. He read the letters. Allah blocked him because he was arrogant. So arrogance block everything. You don't want to be blocked. You must not be blocked. And if we don't want to be blocked, we have to learn one thing, which is very important. If someone, let's speak like the Western, if someone lose a loved one, we call it loved one. What you feel? Do you feel any pain or sadness in the heart? Huh? You feel? What? Say, huh?
Yes.
You feel? If you don't feel, means you are a crocodile. You feel? How that pain you feel? How much it is difficult on the ummah? How much is difficult on the person when you lose someone that you love? Is that? You lose a father, you cry. You lose a mother, you cry. You lose a child, you cry. You lose a wife, you cry. You lose a husband, you cry. You lose a cat, you cry. Is that? You lose a donkey, you cry. Is that? What do you think about losing a horse? You cry more. You lose a pony, you cry. Even you lose a child in the mother womb and not delivered yet and not you saw yet, you cry. Isn't that? So means something that you love, if you lose it, what will happen? How long that sadness stays in the womb? Forever. It's always when you remember it, it burns your heart. First week or month or year or still it is there. But slowly, slowly comes less. But still when you remember, it hurts. That if you lose something, look today, for example, the whole nation, they are crying and they brought all the flags down because they lost 7 astronauts. And anyone was looking at the news, whatever their religion was, he was feeling sad. Is that? You say yes or not?
Yes.
If you say not, say not. Don't worry. A democracy. Huh? What?
Sad.
It's sad? It's sad? It's sad. It is sad for you and for me. What do you think about their wives and their children and their husbands and their...
Yes.
What do you think about 500,000 child died? What do you think about 1 million children died from hunger, from flood, from earthquake, from war? is not painful? 7 were painful. What do you think about millions? Allah. And all this earth has doesn't la tazinu inda Allah janaha ba'udha, doesn't weigh in this scale a wing of a mosquito. Allah. And still people are, because their love to it, they are losing loved ones. Is that? Because they love to struggle with each other, and many people love. And that's what die here. It's, if it is dunya, you lose dunya and you get sad of it, it's going to stay wherever, it's not eternal. But you lose a child, or you lose a wife, or you lose a husband, or you lose something, you're losing in dunya, but that's going to akhirah. That's going to continue. You are going to see them there. Isn't that? And what Prophet ﷺ said about the most loved ones in his heart is what? He said, "Qurratu ayni fi salah." The most, the loved one for me, or the best thing for me that I love, is my prayer. What? Salah. That is the most important to be loved more than yourself, more than your family, more than your children, more than everything. As-salatu imaduddin. Salah is the backbone of religion, is the pillar of religion. If you lose a loved one and you get sad, and it's painful, what do you think about losing one prayer? Is an eternal sadness. Never end. We don't feel it. That's the problem. That you don't feel it. And as Prophet ﷺ said, that's the most thing that I love. Means if I lose that prayer, means I lost the divine presence, because he said, when I pray, I am between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the best of what you can expect, that you can get in dunya and akhirah. That? So when you lose that presence, means you must be sad, not 40 days, or 1 year, or 2 years, or 3 years, or whatever you remember. You must continuously, in every moment, sad that you lost your prayer. Because that's going to follow you in the judgment. Not going to stop you. It's going to be in the judgment. They say, "Ya Rabbi, he didn't pray. He lost his prayer. He distanced you. He brought dunya near him, and he made you far away from him." Oh, Muslims, where we are going? This is advice for everyone. Not for you, but for me, for you, for everyone. Those who are missing their prayers, you are losing a loved one. They are going to come in akhirah like children behind you, these prayers, running You own us if you save them and pray them and kept them. If you lose them, you will be going to lose a lot of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave on these prayers. They will be like, you know, a crown? A crown? All diamonds. If you take one diamond out from its place, the crown took what? Ugly. Or, if they are like that, they are like crown, these prayers. Everyone has its place. Or, like a big, bucket, and all these prayers are small holes, closing holes. If one prayer is missing, there will be nothing in that bucket. It will be a hole. It's not, what you say, closed hole. It's become an open. Everything goes. One prayer makes everything to go. One prayer. Not two prayers. One hole in a bucket make the whole bucket, how much it's big, bigger than this house. In 1 week, the water slowly goes. And we are forgetting that, coming and sitting in what they call it today, Mahfal, in a big ceremony association, and every speaker is shouting and speaking. For what? I keep first your prayers. And if I ask myself and the others, we are, lot of things we are missing. And we are sitting and speaking about high issues. First issues, the basis, the infrastructure is not yet built. We are building the roof. Look after where you are building the roof. Still you don't have infrastructure to hold the roof. They speak about love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are putting the roof, that's necessary. The love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they speak on that subject, which is very nice subject, very good subject, but build the infrastructure. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of my time is when I am praying, I am in the divine presence. If you lose your nawafil, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you really love Prophet, where are the nawafil you are doing? Means the voluntary prayers. Where is the beard? Where is your dress, sunnah dress? The resemblance of the way that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was dressing. Ahlul Islam dress. Isn't it? How you speak from here and from there. And this is a sickness going on between the ummah and never end. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah guide us to keep our prayers and to make our children to keep their prayers. And this advice, and anyone who is sitting and giving a talk or advice, he has to think about himself first, that he is in need for that before the others. Or else that talk will be, there will be no light in it. It will be a talk like throwing dirt on what you are saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct our hearts and keep our love to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep our love to our shuyukh. May Allah bless us and bless our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Nasir al-Haqqani, and give him long life to come to the Prophet. Now food.
Here.